Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free.
Devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California. And your brain masseur, get ready for your brain massage. Happy Mother's Day. And let's talk about why Trump. The CNN Trump campaign ad, did you catch that one? Trouble at Twitter, the Biden crime family corruption scandals exploding, reparations in California. And racial harmony, the collapse of biblical culture within our churches. And then, in areas of modesty, even family values like honesty, humility, value for work, right? Positive ambition, fierceness in defending the right and kindness toward all. My friends, it is time for your brain massage.
Truth, served here, flavored by delectable wit, delicious sarcasm, succulent sagacity. A gourmet meal for the mind.
Happy Mother's Day. Lighthouse Baptist Church is celebrating Mother's this Sunday. You've not lived until you've attended a Lighthouse Mother's Day. But really, come on out to hear one of the most exciting messages you've ever heard or will ever hear on the importance of motherhood. What mom did God pick to elevate to the status of blessed above women? Oh, that's easy, you say. That would be Jesus' mother. Well, you would be wrong. Come to the Lighthouse this Sunday, May 14, 1045, and find out. I understand Bongino was taking some heat from listeners because he's endorsing Trump and not DeSantis. Now, I'm with Bongino on this. Absolutely. It's Trump. The CNN Trump campaign ad, did you see it? It's, what do they call something that's outrageously fun? A hoot? Well, that was a hoot. Not sure why, by the way. Do you know? It's a sound transcribed into a word phonetically, and it's used as a noun to identify the sound of an owl, right? Replicated in some musical instruments and by some vocals. Yet it's used also to identify a raucous sound made by a horn or a steam whistle. Anyway, I don't have time for any of that. Did you catch the CNN interview? Caitlin Collins, standing in for CNN, conducted the interview, and it all happened in New Hampshire. The audience was comprised of Republicans and undeclared voters who planned to vote in 2024. I think they thought they had Trump on the ropes. But he bobbed around their punches like Muhammad Ali standing in the corner of the ring. Remember that taunting Michael Doakes? Was that 1977? I forget. And slipping 21 punches in 10 seconds. They couldn't get a glove on that pretty face. Trump dropped CNN like Foreman dropped Michael Moorer in 1994. Now, that was a major comeback situation, too, 10 years after Ali outlasted the power puncher, Foreman. Yeah, I think CNN thought they'd get a phantom punch and Trump would go down like Sonny Liston. In the first round and about a minute and a half into the fight. And that was a rematch with old Cassius Clay, a.k.a. Muhammad Ali. But instead, they get Comeback George. You remember that? I can't find this video of the CNN town hall with Trump anywhere. I think CNN is just so embarrassed by it, they're trying to hide it. I mean, they're going to bury this deeper than the JFK assassination documents, right? This thing is hidden better than the Lost Ark. Okay, that was droll. its whereabouts is more secret than the identity of the man in the Iron Mask. Better, but the location of Genghis Khan's tomb is not more well. The graves of Antony and Cleopatra. The identity of Jack the Ripper, the lost island of Atlantis, the secret of how Tutankhamun died. CNN will keep the secret more closely than the greatest mystery in modern history. The original recipe for Kentucky Fried Chicken. What do you make of this? CNN invites the lion into their chicken coop. Really? Boy, that chick got eaten. Trump said they made him a deal he could not refuse. No kidding. The audience was packed with Trump voters, and Caitlin was throwing raw meat at Trump. And they always talk about, let's move on, let's get on to, and all they ever do is ask him questions about the past. But he literally devoured every question, and someone said this was over at Hello. I mean, he walked on the stage, you got a standing O. He commanded the stage from beginning to end. He controlled the conversation, really. Even though she was asking the questions, he turned every attack on him, or intended attack, into a decisive win for himself. His counterpunches were so spot on, that silly girl couldn't do more than blink while she counted the little birdies floating around her head. And of course, I'm speaking metaphorically. Why should we continue supporting Trump? Even though courts have routinely dropped outrageous verdicts against him. You heard his answer on this, right? This bit about Carol and the allegation that he raped her and all this kind of stuff. The righteous is bold as a lion. That's what the Bible says. And Trump's boldness in charging against this woman's story, it does speak volumes. Look, he set it up beautifully when this question was thrown at him. Her story, Trump walks into some store, they meet, the chemistry fires, and this is her story. And she goes with him into a dressing room to do what? Well, really? And Trump asks, what kind of woman meets a man in a store at the door and ends up in the dressing room with him 10 minutes later? And he said, I feel bad for her husband. You know, really? Of course, he's probably in on the take. And it just went on like that throughout the entire CNN town hall. In order to take these allegations against Trump seriously, friend, you have to trust the courts. And we don't. You have to trust the FBI. And that's laughable. You got to trust the New York District Attorney. Excuse me? Washington, D.C. judges? And that whole legal system there? Who trusts the DOJ today? Oh, and a woman whose testimony is that she got all excited when meeting Trump at the door, and within a few minutes, she's got him in the dressing room. Trump says, I don't know this woman, but I learned about the name of her dog, or was it her cat? This girl named her animal or her pet Vagina. Who does that? So you see what I mean? No one living on this planet today is buying the left's character assassination of Trump. He has survived it all, and at this point, we are simply not listening anymore. We just tuned you out. Okay, you know, 6 years of Russia, 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 fake dossier, baseless impeachment one, baseless impeachment two, and the man's still standing and looking better and stronger than ever. With all he did for this country during the most outrageous, ongoing, I mean unrelenting political coup attempt, marshaling all the powers of media, weaponizing virtually the entire government, CIA, DOJ, it's FBI, the courts. And yet through all of that, Trump gave us the best economy ever, the most secure borders ever, the greatest advances in peace in the Middle East ever, a full term without going to war anywhere, and the most effective use of the American sword of justice abroad ever. He sent Mr. Soleimani to his reward. No wars. He moved the U.S. Israeli embassy to Jerusalem, something these other guys promised. Oh, it's just, he did it. Look, this man can get it done. Besides all that, we totally owe it to justice and to what is right. It would be a major travesty against just what's right to not put him in the Oval Office where he belongs. Anyway, here's my take on the CNN Trump campaign ad. CNN's ratings are tanking. We've known that for a long time. I mean, seriously, folks, with all their coverage, it's just pathetic. They had ratings up there with Fox's, though, when they put Trump on with the Fox's 5, you know, and other shows. For the first time since, I think, well, ever. also, I think they thought they had Trump cornered, right, in the ropes where they could actually make him look bad to his own crowd. They know in order to beat him, they're going to have to find some way to put a wedge between him and his base. They're so desperate. They actually hoped he would provide her. They thought that we could take a shot at it, who knows, and they thought they would maybe get one outtake from the town hall that they could use to hammer him during this campaign. But also, I think they wanted, in some measure, to reconnect with Trump's base going into this election cycle. They want access to his audience to pump them with their propaganda. One guy complained at CNN for giving Trump their audience. I thought that was laughable. What audience? Oh, no. This was about getting access to Trump's audience. Thanks to Pastor Jerry Cook for sending that video to me. Otherwise, I would not have been able to see it. And by the way, Pastor Cook has an awesome radio show, Politics in the Pulpit. It airs on Wednesdays. I think it goes live at 2 on the hometown station, AM 1220 and FM 98.1. Anderson Cooper is furious and telling viewers they would be right to no longer tune in to CNN. Wow. I think it's backfiring on them. Like everything else they try to do to take Trump out. All right, let's talk about this trouble developing at Twitter. Elon has decided to concentrate on providing ethical guidance for his Twitter company, general oversight, and so on. But he will turn the operation over to a new CEO. And many are concerned about his pick. He chose former NBC Universal advertising chief Linda Yaccarino, or Yaccarino, I'm not sure what kind of name that is. Bongino played a video audio clip of her speaking to what appeared to be a board meeting or something like that. I didn't see the video, I just heard the audio. And Yaccarino, I'll just say it that way, was explaining her intention to double down on efforts to expand on progress, she reported, they had made toward advancing inclusivity, some things like that. She sounded kind of wokey, you know? Wokey jokey. Bongino is very concerned that Elon is making a huge mistake. And maybe he is. And then we learn she holds a chair in the World Economic Forum operation. Well, that pretty well settles it for most of us. I understand she guides or is involved in their advertising. So anyway, I'm looking at her Twitter page. And the first thing I notice is a notice that, quote, you're unable to view this tweet because this account owner limits who can view their tweets, end quote. Now, I've never seen that one before. So I'm looking at the tweet, however, that I'm told I can't see. I don't know any other way to understand this. This message was embedded in the tweet that I'm reading. You can't, whatever. But here's what the tweet said. Quote, if we abandon our history, how can our children learn from it? How can we teach them to be curious and invite them into productive discussion and debate? Can we really raise them to be independent and innovative thinkers? End quote. And I thought, well, that was actually pretty good. I scrolled through her tweets and it's mostly benign. It does not appear to be woke driven. Although that tweet's relatively new, I wonder if it isn't a kind of lead out to get her to be more welcomed. She's an ad person. She's going to try to make everybody happy. Here's another where she is interviewing Elon, and she tweeted after the interview, quote, we can all agree this freedom of speech deserves a bit more reach, end quote. Well, that sounds like a good ad line. Huh. Do we have a liberal here who's inclined more toward the classical liberal mindset? Is this a liberal who actually believes in free speech? Well, I hope so. In my opinion, the jury's still out on this. The Bongino cut is disturbing, but I can't find it in order to get a fuller contextual setting. But you've heard me speak to the fact that Satan always tries to join you while he's setting you up for destruction. The Bible speaks of those that crept in unawares. Remember, a full-blown witch, a sorceress, soothsayer, tried to land the advertising exec job with the Apostle Paul. No, really. Read about it in Acts chapter 16, 16 to 19. She ended up losing her powers when Paul cast out the devil that possessed her. That was bad for the business of those that used her, and it brought some problems for Paul, so I don't know if we have an analogy here or not. Hey, don't forget, after Satan tried and failed to have Christ killed as a baby in Bethlehem, well, later he attempted to negotiate a settlement. Yeah, he offered to hand over to Jesus what it was, or certainly part of what it was, that Jesus came for. The kingdom of man, held by Satan under the power of death. Yeah, did you know that? Satan actually did once hold the power of death. You can read about that in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. What? Excuse me? Oh, you want me to read it? Okay. It's telling us that Jesus took on flesh and blood, you know, in the incarnation. Quote, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil, end quote. So, you see, the devil had, past tense, the power of death, by which he held the kingdoms of this world in his power. Read Matthew 4, 8 to 9 and Luke 4, 5 to 7, anyway. The point is, it's a basic strategy of Satan's to first attempt to destroy you outright. And if he can't get to you because God's hedge is too strong, well, his next angle then is to attempt to join you. So, watch out, Elon. Hold on to the break, my dear friends. I'll be right back.
God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World. A shocking statement to many, but our founders didn't think so. John Jay believed Christians should prefer believers to rule our nation because Jesus is the King and all mankind are subject to his crown. Our founding fathers understood this and acknowledged Christ as King. Satan once boasted all the kingdoms of the world were his, but no longer. Because when Jesus died on the cross, he broke the power of Satan over this world and cast the prince of this world out. When Jesus rose from the grave, he declared, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Jesus sent his spirit into the world, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But where the spirit of Antichrist is, there is tyranny. The spirit of Jesus Christ is greater than the spirit of Antichrist. Now, you can learn how to unleash the power of Christ into the world to defeat the spirit of Antichrist. Learn how you can defend liberty through the authority of Jesus Christ. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World, today. www.godswar2020.com. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, singling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. Happy Mother's Day. Lighthouse Baptist is celebrating Mother's this Sunday, and you have not lived until you've attended a Lighthouse Mother's Day, but really, come on out to hear one of the most exciting messages on the importance of motherhood ever. What mom did God pick to elevate to the status of blessed above all women? Oh, that's easy, you say. That would be Jesus' mother. And you would be wrong. Come to the Lighthouse this Sunday, May 14, 10:45, and find out the Biden crime family corruption scandal. Senators Grassley and Comer received, quote, legally protected and highly credible unclassified whistleblower disclosures, end quote, that the FBI is sitting on a document created or modified in June of 2020 that proves, with the smoking gun type proof, that Biden was on the take from foreign nationals for influence peddling, and that the FBI buried it. Grassley and Comer demanded the documents be turned over to their committee investigating this matter and wanted a report on what the FBI did about this report. Instead, the FBI sent a six-page letter raising several objections and concerns regarding the committee's request. Yeah, stonewalling. And they're playing games, as usual. The information is incomplete, they say. We must protect sources, they say. So we know the file exists, and we know the FBI is trying to hide it. They're stonewalling. Put it together in this environment, that's tantamount to admission the Biden family is involved in influence peddling schemes and taking big money, and the FBI is covering up for them. 10 millions and more have been distributed to the various family members to kind of hide it from, well, even the IRS is getting involved in all this cover-up. It's a massive cover-up, but we're not talking about that right now, are we? No, we're all talking about the CNN Trump ad. Tyrus, you know, he's the big guy on Gutfield's show. He's sharp. He made a very astute observation, I thought, one I didn't notice anyone else bringing up. And it's this. He finds it interesting that the news breaking out on the Biden crime family operation is reaching critical mass. New evidence released by Comer tightens the noose around not only Hunter's neck, but Big Guy too. And yet, this diversion comes out. Is it a planned diversion? Is that another way to look at what CNN is doing? You know who the big guy is, right? A business partner from inside the Biden influence peddling enterprise named Tony Bobulinski. He told us the big guy is Joe Biden and that he was getting 10% share in the influence peddling scheme that he was involved in with China. See also there and there and find it all very interesting. I'm referring to links I have prepared for you in my notes. But what are we talking about here? We're talking about the CNN meltdown over Trump schooling the schoolgirl. But as it happens consistently every time the wicked dig a pit for the righteous, they fall in it. That's a biblical principle, by the way. You can read about it in Proverbs 26, verse 27, 28, 10, Ecclesiastes 10, 8. And here's another example. Never forget that wicked Haman was hanged on the very gallows he had built to kill a righteous man. Hey, what's with the reparations in California thing going down? And this whole business about racial harmony being sought in this way. I'm getting short of my time here. I've addressed the issue of reparations before. You can go to my website, brainmassage.net, search reparations, and you'll be treated to some great insight into that issue. First, it is, I think, self-evident that it's unjust to hold the children accountable for the sins of their fathers. Ezekiel 18, read the entire chapter. This was a grievous error that developed in Israel just before they were destroyed. But again, read the entire chapter, Ezekiel 18. But here's one verse that summarizes God's position on this matter. Quote, "The son shall not bear the iniquity of the father, neither shall the father bear the iniquity of the son. The righteousness of the righteous shall be upon him, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon him." End quote. It is just unjust to fine people or punish people who never owned slaves in order to pay people who were never slaves, because the fathers of some people did own slaves and hard to find any, and the fathers of some were slaves, and it's not really easy to find them either. I have occasion here to mention Tyrus again. He's a successful black wrestler and entertainer. He spoke to this issue a while back and pointed out that his reparations, he considers, paid in full. He got to grow up in America and enjoy wonderful opportunities afforded to him in this great country, so that just by applying himself and taking advantage of the opportunities available, he could enjoy success as a free American. And I thought that was right on. But when you actually look into this whole slavery issue, it's really interesting what comes out. A great thinker, brilliant man, Thomas Sowell, he speaks to this stuff often. I heard him in an interview in which he pointed out that he has a bookcase, an entire bookcase, dedicated to books on slavery. He said, "The sad fact is, slavery has been a universal institution for thousands of years. And yet, with reparations in the United States, here we are looking at it in one country with one people. And that's not right." Now, here's an expert on the subject. He said Western Europe is the only place in the world where there is no slavery. And yet that's the target that's attacked all the time by these people. Sowell said, quote, "The number of whites who were enslaved by the Barbary pirates in North Africa exceeded the number of Africans enslaved in the United States and in the American colonies before that, put together. But nobody's going to North Africa to ask for reparations, because nobody is going to be fool enough to give it to them," end quote. So where are my reparations? Where are yours? It's nonsense. As Sowell said it, it's intentionally stupid. And it's insulting, suggesting that the problems we see in some black neighborhoods and in some demographics are under the control of white America. In other words, It's until the white people do something, there's nothing we can do. We're all victims. We need the white people to deliver. It's nonsense. It's insulting. It's a dodge from responsibility. He points out that the problem is spiritual. It's a moral and cultural problem. The big racial crisis in America is the moral free fall that's collapsing our culture into chaos. Folks, the truth is black communities were doing much better before liberal white guilt started being manipulated by greedy people into reducing these families to become dependents. Candace Owens once remarked on the new plantation run by white liberal masses. She was right. That's what has happened. White liberals like racist Joe Biden, that man is the most racist human being I think I have ever seen or heard from. Nancy Pelosi, Feinstein, the rest of all of them, Hillary and Bill are really way up there on the list of top racists in America today. They're just racist devils, all of them. A lot of this started in a strategy session with Lyndon Baines Johnson. Tell you about that sometime. No time now. I tended to move from this point into a discussion about the collapse of biblical culture in our churches. Modesty, family values like honesty, humility, value for work, positive ambition, fierceness in defending the right, kindness toward all. I'll be incorporating this point into my message Sunday. It's an eye-opener, let me tell you, and I hope you'll accept my invitation. Lighthouse Baptist Church is celebrating Mothers this Sunday. Now, you've not lived till you've attended a Lighthouse Mother's Day. Now, speaking somewhat jocularly, but really, come on out to hear one of the most exciting messages on the importance of motherhood ever. What mom did God pick to elevate to the status of blessed above women? Oh, that's easy, you say. That would be Jesus' mother. Wrong. Come to the Lighthouse this Sunday, May 14, 1045, and find out. I've lit the lamps of the church belfry arch. You let me know you see they're on. Email me by going to our website, brainmassage.net. Again, that's brainmassage.net. Find the contact us button. Send me an email. You can leave a message for me in our listener response hotline. Dial 1-805-314-2114. God bless you, my dear friends. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
God's War. Why Christians Should Rule the World. A shocking statement to many, but our founders didn't think so. John Jay believed Christians should prefer believers to rule our nation because Jesus is the King and all mankind are subject to his crown. Our founding fathers understood this and acknowledged Christ as King. Satan once boasted all the kingdoms of the world were his, but no longer. Because when Jesus died on the cross, he broke the power of Satan over this world and cast the prince of this world out. When Jesus rose from the grave, he declared, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Jesus sent his spirit into the world, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But where the spirit of Antichrist is, there is tyranny. The spirit of Jesus Christ is greater than the spirit of Antichrist. Now, you can learn how to unleash the power of Christ into the world to defeat the spirit of Antichrist. Learn how you can defend liberty through the authority of Jesus Christ. Free the world from the spirit of tyranny. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World, today. Go to www.books@dbp.com. Your next brain massage is scheduled for Saturday at 12 noon and Sunday at 7 a.m.